Thanks to Google and online court records, it's easier than ever to find someone's criminal record. And for those trying to rebuild their life after incarceration, that record can make it hard or even impossible to find housing. WGLT's Ryan Denham reports on advocates who are trying to fix that.
Maria Moon spent 13 years in prison, but forget I said that, because her mantra is, I am not my record. What Moon really is a community organizer, a filmmaker, and an advocate for those who've been behind bars and want to find housing when they get out. She says too often, they can't.
You know, we always, society, we find somebody to outcast. You know, we find somebody has to be the scapegoat, the black sheep, huh?
Moon works for the Chicago Area Fair Housing Alliance. That group was part of a coalition that this year won passage of the new Just Housing Ordinance in Cook County. From now on, housing providers will not be able to consider certain aspects of criminal records, such as arrests, juvenile records, or sealed and expunged records. And for would-be tenants with a conviction on their record, Moon says housing providers will need to conduct an individualized assessment, looking at mitigating factors. Moon says that is huge.
They may want to present the fact that they were 17 years old and now they're 45, or the fact that that happened 30 years ago. Or I have all these certificates, or I have these rehabilitation classes that I went to, or, you know, just things of that sort. Just not looking at the person and saying you have a record and just judging them based on that.
The stakes are high, as is the number of people impacted. Kate Walls of the Shriver Center on Poverty Law says around 640,000 people are released from prison every year. Not being able to find a place to live increases the odds they'll end up back in prison. Walls says America's discriminatory housing practices lag the progress made for job seekers with a criminal record who have more protections. Even big companies have been vocal about hiring people with records. Just last week, J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the biggest banks in the world, announced a second chance hiring program for those convicted of minor crimes, like disorderly conduct, personal drug possession, or driving under the influence.
And so we haven't seen that type of shift from the top, from major landlords and property management companies, but we need to, because just as someone needs a job, they need a home, and they need the ability to reconnect with their loved ones and community.
Cook County's ordinance is one way to address this, and a new state law complements that ordinance. It goes into effect January 1st and will make it a Human Rights Act violation to deny someone housing on the basis of an arrest without a conviction, or due to a court record that's been expunged, sealed, or impounded from public view. Kate Walls of the Shriver Center says it's unlikely that justice-involved people and their supporters will have much luck in Congress addressing the issue at a federal level.
And so we're taking those opportunities then to really have one-on-one conversations at the state and local level about our values.
Walls says that the new local and state laws are the result of justice-involved people like Maria Moon leading the charge, not just being background players or props at a press conference.
Because they're realizing this is my neighbor, this is somebody I went to high school with, or this is somebody's son that I know, and they actually do have a lot of power at the local and state level to make a big difference.
Others are trying to attack the problem from other directions. This year, the Illinois Housing Development Authority is launching a program that'll give rental assistance to those who are just leaving prison. It's small for now, about 100 clients, mostly elderly or disabled people or those deemed ready to work. But it not only gives them money for rent, but also allows them to sign a lease before they even leave prison. One less barrier to restarting life and getting back on track. I'm Ryan Denham.